Shalom and Pesach Sameach. This is John Parsons, Hebrew for Christians. And today I want to just briefly bring up the subject of getting your house ready for Passover. Now there is a page on the website that you can look at that discusses this, but I thought I would just make this an audio because time is running out for us and I want to sort of impress it upon us, those of us that are going to host a Seder, to be conscious of the fact that we are responsible to make our homes chametz free. That means all leaven products and baked yeast products and so on are out of the house before we have our Passover Seder. This process for removing chametz is pretty involved. And honestly, very few people have the time and energy to really do a thorough spring clean in a traditionally prescribed manner. But here are the steps in case you're interested. You clean all locations where the chametz might have been eaten or might be found in the house, and that means looking for crumbs under the cushions of your sofa, in the pockets of coats and pants, on floors and so on, moving out refrigerators and behind stoves and so on, and really making everything as clean as possible. And then it means emptying and scrubbing down your entire refrigerator to remove all traces of chametz, and that includes washing out the freezer as well. And then kashering your stove and oven, and that means scrubbing the entire oven and stovetop and racks and then turning on the stove for over an hour at the highest possible temperature. And some people boil water inside so that it steams it out. You're also going to put away all your dishes and silverware and pots that are normally used during the year and only use those that are Passover preserved or kept clean for Passover week. And then you're going to kasher your floors and tables by pouring hot water on them and scrubbing them down. And you're going to scour your sinks and counters and all your appliances with this water. And you're going to scrub down your floors and mop them and windows. I mean, it's a lot of work, as you can see. But once the house is thoroughly cleaned, the chametz may still be eaten up until the morning of the day before Passover. And that evening, though, we do what's called a Berichat Chametz ritual. And that's the ritual where we say a Hebrew blessing that affirms that we have indeed removed any remaining chametz from our house. And only then is the house considered chametz-free and Passover-ready. A couple questions about this I think are interesting. Typically, there's a sort of ambiguity about why we remove chametz. On the one hand, the Torah talks about the reason we do the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as it's called, that begins right at the first day of Passover, is because the Israelites didn't have time for the bread to rise. And so we're eating matzah in memory of that. On the other hand, chametz is associated with leaven and sort of spiritual impurity, pride. Seor, which is this yeast, is a puffing up of spiritual characteristic. And so symbolically, chametz or leaven represents something like an evil impulse, a yetzerah, that sours or corrupts our inner life. It's like a yeast in the soul, pride. It manifests itself in idolatrous lusts and desires. And I have a lot more about what this means on the website. So, you know, where it says purge out the old leaven and become a new lump, Paul mentions that in the New Testament. He's, as a rabbinically trained Jew, he is thinking along these lines. So it behooves us to know a little bit about that. And then we also need to get our Haggadot, or the Passover books, clean. And so we ask God to help us. You know, we can't do this by ourselves. This isn't about finding virtue in our own meritorious deeds, of course. We trust exclusively in the righteousness of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, to make us clean, you know, in every sense of the word. On the other hand, He is the Passover Lamb, and we're commanded to celebrate the feast. And so let's keep the feast, as it says in the New Testament. So search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, know my thoughts, and see if there's any idolatrous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It says this in Psalm 139, 23-24. And so we're going to search for chametz and clean the house. And when we're pretty much ready, we're going to recite the blessing that states that we are free of chametz. This is on the website as well. You can even download a PDF of this, a card that you can print. It's nice if you're learning Hebrew to familiarize yourself with these blessings. because it's pretty easy Hebrew, relatively speaking, and it gives you the practice to feel more confident in your reading of Hebrew. The blessing, though, is Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvata V'Tzivanu Al Bi'ur Hametz. And that is translated, Blessed are you, Hashem our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commandments and commanded us regarding the removal of Hametz. So again, later in the evening, some people will do a nullification declaration. It's just a statement that says that all of it's gone and let it be like dust of the earth and so on, and then they burn it. We don't do that part of it so much. We have burned Hametz, our last Hametz in the house, but it's not really essential. The important thing, of course, is to get to the spirit of this thing and the inner meaning of Hametz. And that refers, again, to this sort of souring of the soul, this rotting influence. Yeast, as you know, is an agent that causes decay in bread products, wheat and so on, so that when the wheat is set and the dough is set, the chametz, or the yeast, will cause a decay, and that creates air bubbles and so on to generate. So it's sort of symbolic of being puffed up and having this this influence in your life that causes this rise of the flesh. And that's what we really want to clean out. So it's not so important, I don't believe, to have everything letter perfect on this. I think what's important is to have our hearts right and to realize that chametz means a whole lot more than breadcrumbs. It means, what is it in your life that you're holding on to? What needs to be purged out? What are you clinging to that's making you sick? What are you holding on to that's causing you pain? So those are the things, and those are the reasons why we're going to remove ourselves from chametz. So thank you for listening, and God bless you. May the Lord be with you. Shalom.
Information, visit us at www.hebrewforchristians.com or Google Learn Hebrew Free.